What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm at my Airbnb here in Cancun. No, I'm not in Cancun anymore. Playa del Carmen. Now, as you guys know, I made a video before this where I told you that Cancun is only good for the hotel zone and medical tourism. But Playa del Carmen is really where it's at if you want to live like a local and not have to deal with a whole city that's built around tourism. So Playa del Carmen, it's a sophisticated city. It's a smaller city than Cancun. You can walk around for pretty much most of the place. I have a car with me. So Cancun is only good for medical tourism and the hotel zone. Other than that, guys, don't waste your time with Cancun. Playa del Carmen is really where it's at. Now, title of this video is American Women Are Trash. Guys, I haven't been here for a full week, and I've had more positive interactions with women here. I've been on dates with women here. I've had more interactions with women here in the past, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days. Not even a full 4 days. I've had more interactions with women here in 4 days than 40 years in America. This just goes to show you guys that the trash we have in America is the total opposite of what we have here in Mexico. You guys have to keep in mind, where I'm at right now is only 500 miles away from Miami. The plane ride was an hour and a half to here from Lauderdale. My drive from the house to Lauderdale Airport was only was longer than the flight from Lauderdale to Cancun. And of course, I rented a car and I came here. Even if I'm not going to do a car in the future, which is totally fine, you can take the ADU bus, ADO. You know, it's a nice bus. You can take the ADU bus for a couple of dollars from the airport. It will bring you here to Playa del Carmen. And you can walk around Playa del Carmen. Not to mention, they actually have taxis. The taxis are cheap. You can call them. You can email them. You can do the app thing with them. Playa del Carmen, guys, with the exception of the heat and humidity. And in all honesty, man, when it comes to heat and humidity, it's not that bad compared. It's not worse. It's not that much worse than Florida. That's really what I'm trying to tell you guys. Florida heat and humidity is bad. This is a little bit worse, but other than the heat and humidity, this is actually a great place to be. Obviously, I got the air condition on in my Airbnb. I'm living the vida loca here, guys. The food is cheap. I actually eat out rather than cook my own food. That just goes to show you how cheap the food is. And when I eat out, guys, with the exception of like going out on a proper date, which will, you know, God willing, happen tonight, I eat at the Mexican restaurants, not the ones for tourism. You know, the closer you are to the beach, the closer you are to Fifth Avenue, the more expensive stuff will be, because they cater to the tourist people and to the upper class people. But the farther away you go from the beach, when I say farther away, I'm talking like a kilometer, like, you know, maybe a 15, 20 minute walk. You know, that's all there is to it. And you find dirt cheap Mexican food. I mean, you can buy a whole chicken with, you know, Mexican stuff, like, I don't know, guacamole and chips and salsa and, you know, whatever comes with a Mexican meal. You can get that for about $10, actually a little bit less than $10 if you think about it. So it's actually cheaper for me, Amr Mitwali. Damn it, they're working on this apartment complex. It's actually cheaper for me to eat out than to go. Well, I don't want to say no. If I was to go buy my own food and shit like that, it would be cheaper. But hey, man, I'd rather eat out and take home the leftovers than try to come in here, cook. I mean, I like cooking, but again, so damn cheap to eat outside, and you can take the stuff home with you at the end of the day. So, you know, might just the convenience factor alone makes it worth it for me to eat outside. And again, guys, with the exception of a proper date, you know, here in Mexico, guys, when it comes to women, you know, none of that, you know, let's go to the cafe, let's split the bill, none of that bullshit. You know, the women here are like, you know, what the late Kevin Samuel said, the three F's, fit, feminine, friendly. That's how the woman here are, guys. I mean, they're nothing compared to the trash we have in America. And sadly, we have some American women here, and they just have that attitude that says, I'm a total bitch. It's like, bitch, go back to America, ho. We don't want you here. But the bottom line, guys, here is that American women really are trash, man, compared to, I know it's only 500 miles away from Miami, but this is like a totally different world when it comes to dealing with people. And I never had problems in Mexico, guys. I've been to Rosarito, I've been to Tijuana. You know, pick up on the damn language, guys. Very few people here speak English outside of, you know, the hotel zone and places where they deal with tourists. But yeah, man, pick up on the language. And, you know, if you're picking up on the language yet you don't really know it that well, Google Translate works really well, by the way. So yeah, man, that's my video for you guys for today, is that it's literally a world of difference when it comes to women between here and America, man. You know, here you feel a lot more at peace with the woman than you are in America. I mean, you can talk to them, you can flirt to them. You know, you don't have to fucking take them home or shit like that, you know. Again, the whole one night stands, you know, fucking a girl in the back of a nightclub, stuff like that. I mean, it probably does happen, but it does happen with the local woman. Again, the American trash woman who come here and they, you know, they come here and they party. You know, they probably have a boyfriend or a husband back in America. They come here, you know, girls, you know, night out or shit like that. Yeah, those are the dirty charmutas you can bang in the back of a club like a donkey. But when it comes to dealing with like the Mexican woman, they're more traditional, which is fine. Again, you know, when I take a Mexican woman out, I pay for everything. That's just how it's done. And you don't treat them like you treat an American woman, where she's like your equal and shit like that. Because, you know, women here, they know that, you know, men and women are not equal. Therefore, you know, a man has responsibility to take care of a woman. And in return, a woman takes care of a man through being feminine and, you know, submissive to the man. In America, we don't have that at all, guys. I cannot stress this enough. If you're watching this video, you have to get the fuck out of the West. Get the fuck out of America, okay? Again, the plane ride from Lauderdale to here, hour and a half, okay? The ticket round trip is like $140, okay? There's really no need for anybody to be in America when it comes to women. You know, come here, rent a place. You know, the apartment I'm in right now, I just spoke to the landlord. He said, I can give it to you for $550 a month, you know. $550 a month, let's say, you know, $400, $500 when it comes to food and just, you know, enjoying life. So for $1,000, guys, you can live here pretty much like a king. So yeah, man, Mexico seems like where it's at. And I'm still going to do some traveling around Mexico and Latin America, just like I did traveling throughout, Eastern Europe. That way I know what's going on. But looks at the end of the day, guys, you know, I might just end up having a base here in Playa del Carmen, even though it's fucking hot and humid, you know. At night, it's not that bad, especially when it begins to rain. You know, rain is actually good when it gets cloudy and windy. You know, that helps bring down the heat. So overall, guys, you can make Playa del Carmen work out for you. The beach is like not even a 10-minute walk from here. There's so many places you can go from here. You can go down to Tulum. You can go up to Cancun if you want. You can go to Merida. Even if you don't have a car, the ADU bus service can pretty much take you anywhere in the country for a couple of dollars. So, yeah, the bottom line here, guys, is that, like I said in all my past videos, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. All right, guys, that's my video for today. I'm going to keep you updated about the whole trip over here. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.